This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why anonymous employee feedback backfires. What happened? Companies increasingly rely on anonymous feedback systems to gather honest employee opinions about management, culture, and workplace issues. The debate centers on whether stripping away names actually produces better information or simply creates a channel for noise and avoidance. Both sides have legitimate points, but the conversation is missing the most important piece. Anonymity is a symptom, not a solution. The communication angle. Here is what anonymous feedback systems are really telling you. When a company needs to hide names before employees will tell the truth, the communication infrastructure is already broken. Anonymity does not fix that. It papers over it. You've built a workplace where honesty carries a perceived cost, and your solution is to obscure the source rather than eliminate the threat. The argument for anonymous feedback is that it lowers the barrier to candor. That is true. But lowering a barrier and building a bridge are two different things. When employees can say anything without consequence, you lose signal quality fast. Vague grievances replace specific problems. Personal frustrations get laundered as organizational concerns. Managers receive feedback they cannot act on because there's no context, no follow-up possible, and no accountability for the person giving it. Communication without accountability is not honesty. It is noise with good intentions. The deeper problem is what anonymous systems teach employees over time. They train people to express concerns sideways rather than directly. Every time someone submits an anonymous complaint instead of having a direct conversation, they get slightly worse at having direct conversations. You are not building a feedback culture. You are building a workaround culture. And workaround cultures produce people who are skilled at avoiding conflict and bad at resolving it. What actually works is named feedback inside a psychological safety framework. That means leaders who respond to criticism without defensiveness, who thank people publicly for hard truths, and who visibly act on what they hear. When employees watch a manager receive difficult feedback and respond with curiosity instead of retaliation, the need for anonymity drops. The communication system fixes itself because the threat is gone. The companies getting this right are not hiding names. They are training leaders to receive feedback like professionals. Receiving is a skill. Most organizations invest zero time in it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on receiving feedback covers the specific verbal moves that signal safety to the person giving you hard information, including how to respond in the first 10 seconds so people know they will not pay a price for being honest. Most feedback failures happen at the receiving end, not the sending end. That is where the work is. The takeaway. Before your next team feedback session, tell your people exactly what you will do with what you hear. Not a vague, we'll take this into consideration. Specify the decision or change that is on the table and commit to reporting back within 2 weeks on what you heard and what you decided. That single act of structured accountability does more for candor than any anonymous form ever will. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.